Praise his holy name. We're going to look in Luke Gospel, and we want to call your attention to, you may want to write this down, you may be seated. Christmas calls for a divine revival of favor in your life. Christmas calls for a divine. Now, the word divine is very important because it's God included. It's supernatural. A divine revival of favor in your life. You want to write that down. You want to have that. And then another aspect of it is Christmas is unwrapping God's favor in Christ. Now, you know, an exchangeable word for favor is grace. Yes, now, somewhere down the line, I'm going to share with you that faith cannot work without favor. Right. Or faith cannot work without grace. Yes, very important for you to understand that. Because sometimes people are trying to apply faith, but they have little known or little understanding about what part favor plays with faith. If there's no grace, there's no reason to have faith. All right. Now, let's get a concept. Let's get on the same page about favor. What type of favor we're talking about before we read the scripture. Over generous preferential treatment. Over generous. Do y'all have those definitions in the back? I don't know, do they have them? Over generous preferential treatment. I want them to get this. Favor we're talking about this morning is that Christ bought when Jesus bought and he put Christ on the in the manger is attitude approval or lacking. So because of favor, God lacked me. Yes, say it. With all my rough ages. Another definition of this favor we're going to minister about is support or advancement given as a sign of approval. And so Christmas, Christ's birth, was for your advancement on daily basis. Not one time, not just on Christmas Day. Every day, Christ's birth was given for you to advance. Do you understand me? Another definition, I like this definition, I couldn't quit, you know, I called Siri up, and she gave me some definition. And you know, she a follower, you know, she listening now, or she follow our ministry. No, I'm really, actually, someone met her, and she said she's a follower of the ministry. Matter of fact, they saw her on my page. She followed. An act of kindness beyond what is due. Or unusual kind. Now, the word of God is always applicable.
Right. Yes, sir.
If it's not applicable, it cannot bring a revival.
Yes, sir.
And so the reality of God's favor on your life because of Christmas should be an everyday affair.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Another definition, work to the advantage of. Then it says, give unfairly preferential treatment to. It's just not fair. When you're a Christian, it's just not fair to the devil. It's not fair. No, it's not fair. We don't fight fair. And then the next one is feel or show approval, preference for. I mean, I'm God favor me.
I'm God favor me.
I can't hear you.
I'm God favor me.
Yeah, God favor me in Christ. All right, now, powerful scripture. We're going to Luke chapter 1. I'll pick out a key text after I read some scriptures in that chapter because it'd be unfair not to read it. Luke 1, 26. I want you to see that you know God is involved and the Holy Spirit is involved in this. I want you to see another spiritual being involved in this is the angels. A lot of times God speaks to us through angels. I want to teach this church how to discern when an angel is speaking to you. So we miss a lot of messages. All right, here in Luke 1, 26, and it says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now, verse 27, everybody with me?
Yes, sir.
To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. Now, there's something you need to underline in this verse coming up, verse 28, because the angel said it to Mary, but actually it was saying it to the church.
Yes, sir.
And you must understand that. If at one point the Holy Spirit want to share with you that actually facts mean nothing right. When favor show up.
Right, yes, sir.
Wow, you heard that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you really hear that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Facts don't mean anything when God's favor show up. Why? God's favor can change any fact, negative or whatever it is, no matter what it is. Favor has the ability to erase things that are hindering you. Why you didn't write that down? This is from God. This is real stuff. You go back and read this stuff. You're dealing with something, and you hear the Spirit of God telling you that favor has the ability to erase anything that is against me. I'm dealing with what's up in here now on behalf of the King. I want you to know that fact that is stacking against you this morning, favor, is about to erase it. May the spirit of favor invade this place, invade Darrell, invade Louisiana. May every household experience favor from this point this morning. I declare favor. Matter of fact, I decree favor. So whatever hindering you this morning, I want you to listen a few minutes. Just give me a few minutes. I want you to listen. Now look at the 28th verse. And the angel came into her. In unto her. All right, he came, but look what he said.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And said, Hail, thou art highly favored.
Yes, sir.
Now I have that. Won't you underline that in your Bible? Thou art highly favored. But the thing is, the Lord is with thee.
Right. Yes.
Blessed art thou among women. All right. Amen. The thing is, the angel was not only talking to Mary.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In reality and in revelation of the scripture, the angel was talking to me.
Talking to me. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
If Jesus' birth, he told Mary, she was highly favored. Mm-hmm. You know, because Jesus was the high favor.
Right. Right.
So if Jesus was the high favor in Mary.
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir. <Got you. laughs> Oh, yes, sir.
He's the high favor in me. So my life, wherever I go, listen to me, should carry a flavor of favor. From this day forward, wherever you walk or wherever you go, everyone you meet
is
going to recognize you as God's favorite.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Going to recognize you as God's favorite.
Yes, sir.
Not because you so good.
Right. Amen. Glory to God.
But because favor.
Yes, sir.
Lives on the inside of me. Raise your hand now. Woo, say it. Favor live on the inside of me
in Christ
in me.
Hallelujah.
So, oh my goodness, I can't hardly read my text. God, let me say it in the person where you can say it for yourself. God designed me for special favor. Get that in your spirit. Get that in your spirit. I'm designed to be favored. You can say this. Something happening in your life. You say, this is not going right, but I call for favor. I call for favor. And knowing that favor can erase anything that the enemy is trying to bring to your life. So I declare everything in your life not working is being erased today on this Christmas day by the favor of God. You receive that?
Hallelujah.
I receive that.
Yes, sir.
Favor on my home. Favor on my children. Favor on my grandchildren. Favor on my business.
Favor on my body.
Favor on my money.
My
goodness. All right, let's try. Underline that. Come on, sit down. Underline that. Underline that in that text where we are highly favored. We'll show you another scripture now. Let's go to verse 29. And when she saw him, talking about Mary, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Now notice verse 30. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Wave your hand at me if you're with me now, because it's Christmas morning. I want you to get this message. This message is burning in my heart for you to carry. I want you to carry it with you when you leave here. Watch verse 30 now. Now, the angel's still talking to Mary, right?
Yes, sir.
And we're talking about the birth of Christ, right?
Yes,
look what he said to her. The angel said to her, fear not, Mary.
Right.
Now, I want you to underline that. For thou hast found favor with God.
Yes.
Guess who else? Guess who else? I have found favor with God in Christ.
Yes, sir.
So you are designed to live a life. Finish it.
Okay. Amen.
See? If favor is not working in your life, I want to tell you this morning as a man of God, call it. Call favor that be not as though it was. Because it's so. You're supposed to have favor. You're supposed to be special in Christ.
Yes, sir. Let God receive.
It is favor that gives your life heaven's flavor.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You can smell favor.
Amen.
Favor has a divine odor to it. And when you walk in the room, they ought to smell favor. Say, I want to do something for that person there. I don't know why I'm doing it, but I smell something. It is real. It is real. It is real. Yeah, it's real. All right. And, you know, he says in the 31st verse, behold, I got a lot of points I want to give you. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. You see 31st verse?
Yes, sir.
Thank God for Jesus.
Thank God.
Say, he shall be great and shall be called a son of the highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, verse 33,
yes, sir.
There shall be no end.
Yes, sir.
Then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be? See, that's where favor come in at. She said, how can this be? So you got to move from that. See, you got to move from the natural. Seeing not, I know not a man. And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. That's favor there. And the power of the highest. should overshadow thee. Right. That's favor there. Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. That's favor there. And so he said to somebody, Elizabeth, because I got to read these other two verses. And behold, our cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month with her who was called him barren. Now, verse 37. This is a favor. This is a favor verse. Yes, you got anything you're working on? Hey, talk to me here. You got anything you're working on? This is a favor verse. Verse 37 is a favor verse. Verse 37 tell you how favor works. See, favor has no respect for facts, foolishness. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Watch this. For with favor, nothing shall be impossible. Watch this. So with God's favor on you, y'all better talk back to me here. Nothing shall be impossible. Verse 37 is a favor verse. It's a divine, supernatural, unstoppable, unbeatable, unending favor. Jesus brought that to us. Jesus is a gift of favor. Here's where Mary knocked the ball out of the park. Here's where you can knock the ball out of the park every day. Here's where favor can take you places that you have never been before. Everybody, life under the sound of my voice is elevated, accelerated, and after this day, your life going to be so much better. For the Spirit of the Lord is coming up on you in the attitude of favor. Many things that have not worked for you up to this day, let me prophesy, will begin to work for you like never before. Because today you enter into a flow of favor you have never seen before. Let's celebrate the favor that God has placed on our lives. Those of you who have been stuck in trouble, stuck and seem like life will not advance anymore, is coming into a current of rivers of favor flowing in a divine path. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I can't hear you.
Hallelujah.
I say Merry Christmas to myself. Say it. You been hearing what I've been saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh, you got some notes to talk back to me?
Yes, sir.
My God, this is so powerful. It's so beautiful on a Christmas morning. And so here's what it happened. Here's where favor break loose in you in the 38th verse.
Yes, sir.
Stop trying to do it yourself.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Stop trying, watch this, to fully understand how
yes,
God's going to do it.
Right, yes, sir. Hey. Yes,
stop depending on people so much.
Right. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes,
depend
sir.
On the grace of God
yes.
and the favor of God.
Yes, sir.
And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be it unto me according to thy word.
Yes,
and the angel departed from her.
Right.
Now, I got a lot of notes in here, but I'm going to pop to a verse here. In Acts 20, verse 32. What happened when a person received and understand a word of favor? Now remember, grace and favor are interchangeable. So what happened when a person received a word of favor? You in Acts?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Who laughing? Who saw it? Huh? Have you seen it yet? Do you understand it? Huh? Acts 20:32. Do you understand what that is saying? No, you're too calm. Do you understand what Acts 20? You know what Acts 20, 32 is saying? Do you know what it's saying? Do you know where they would know what it's saying? It is favor that releases all of your inheritance.
Yes, sir. Yes. Glory to God.
God not only give us favor, but he give us word that are pregnant with favor,
yes,
to cause favor to be birthed in our life as we meditate his word.
Yes, sir.
You have been designed to birth favor. Just like Jesus was birthed in Mary's womb, favor can be birthed in your life by the same Holy Ghost and the same word. You are a favor carrier.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, absolutely, ma'am. You're a favor. You carry favor. And now, brethren, the apostle said to the church, I'm saying it to this church,
yes,
and to everybody online, and now, brethren, I commend you to God, all right, hallelujah, and to the word of his grace, into the word of his favor.
Hallelujah.
Listen, which is able to build you up.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead and be built up now. And to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Jesus Christ, the Lord, is our inheritance. And everything he says is mine, is mine. And I declare and decree by faith and favor, by faith and favor, by faith and favor, I have it now. I dare you keep saying that the rest of the year.
Everything is here, brother. Faith and favor. Yes, sir. Oh, glory to God.
Favor is designed by God to produce massive production in your life. You hear me, John?
Yes, sir.
Massive production. Massive production.
Yes, sir.
Massive blessing. Massive.
Hey. Yes, sir.
Everybody who listen to me, guess what?
Right.
Massive blessing,
blessing
will begin to flow in your life under this unction and anointing, celebrating Christ. You will have massive blessing. Everything that working against you will meet with God's favor. Wave your hand. Jesus Christ. Now I want to show you two more verses right quick. Go back to Luke. I want to show you something, how to keep favor stirred up in your life. Mm-hmm. How would it look like favor is not working? Here's a way. Mary knew how to do it.
You're right.
How to keep favor. You wrote that down? How to keep the God kind of favor stirred up in my life. Now make a note of this fact. Favor cannot be erased by anyone or anything once it's on your life. It doesn't matter who come against you. No weapon formed against favor shall prosper. No weapon formed against God's favorite. Watch my word now. No weapon formed against God's favorite shall not prosper. You cannot erase supernatural, divine favor from God that came from God through Christ that lives in me. You cannot stop me from having favor. You can say what you want, call who you want, team up like you want. You just can't stop it. Favor is part of my being. Woo! God Almighty. I'll just pitch it in for you. Pain cannot have a permanent dwelling where favor is.
No.
No.
So all pain you're going through is temporary. Favor is about to flush it out. Now here's two ways for the holy. In Luke 1:46. And Luke 1:47. Here's how to keep favor stirred up. Favor, Christmas brought favor as an unspeakable gift. In other words, you don't have enough word to express the dynamics, the activity, the ability of the favor of God. Everybody say the favor of God. Because I got to get this in your spirit to leave here with a package. All your other gifts, hallelujah. But we're about to we'll unwrap one here. That'll make everything possible in your life. It's possible because of God's favor. Say it. You've had dreams. You've had desire. You have things that you knew were supposed to be in your life. From this day forward, I want you to say it's possible because God's favor lives on the inside of me. Christmas is favor. Christ is favor. Jesus is favor. The church is favor. The kingdom is favor. Oh my God. Listen to this. I want you to write this down. I live in a kingdom of favor. And a kingdom of favor. And a kingdom of favor lives on the inside of me. Come on, that's it. You heard that? A kingdom of favor. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of God's favor. Have I helped anybody? Remember now, I'm going to bring it back to you because I want you to leave here with it. Favor will annihilate unwanted facts. It's in you. Say it's in me. The favor of God's on the inside of me. I can have favor anywhere I go. And nobody can stop it. You're going to take care of a business transaction, all right? You're on your way to take it, and before you walk in the door, you say, I'm going to have me some favor up in here. And go, and just go on through the door then.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Anytime, listen to me, oh my God, you can get faith and favor to start dancing in your life. Manifestation gonna be outstanding. All right, guess she said, verse 46, and Mary said, "You see that? Everybody see that? Now she's about to activate favor in her life. You can do the same thing." Because there's a divine exchange here in 48, 46, and 47 is telling two powerful things about manifesting favor in your life. How many of y'all want to manifest favor in your life? You remember all them definitions I gave you just now? Huh? Did you get all them definitions? I don't know if you got them all. To manifest, well, manifest favor I received. Manifest favor in your life. And Mary said, now after the angel talked to her, Mary said, and she talked to went a little further, you know, Elizabeth, joy in her. And Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord. I dare you get in trouble and say that. See, that's your emotion, your will, your mind, your conscience, your imagination. They all can turn into a holy thing if you give them to the Lord. So say it, my soul.
My soul.
Talk to me, God. Talk to me. My soul does magnify the Lord. Say it.
My soul does magnify the Lord.
You see, when your soul magnifies the Lord, it properly connect with your spirit, which properly connect with the Holy Ghost, which properly connect with heaven.
Yes,
that's, oh man, when that happens, nothing can stop you. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
see, your soul is the very, let me say it this way, dude that has to be dealt with.
Yes.
It's not born again. So your mind, your emotion, and your will has to constantly be fed upon by God's word to make your soul cooperate.
Yes,
that's what it means when you're renewing your mind.
Yes,
you're actually renewing your soul.
Yes, sir.
Notice the next statement in the next verse now. Another part of you cashing in on God's favor. Cashing in on God's favor. Cashing in on God's favor. Don't get mad with somebody else because they're cashing on the favor and you sitting around trying to do it by label. People who know how to cash in on God's favor or who know how to receive God's favor live different than people who work by label. Labor can never keep up with favor. Oh. And say,
thank God.
I'm under God's favor.
Hallelujah.
I'm preaching good to y'all this morning. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, you getting more than you bargained for here this morning. You leaving here with favor. You unwrapping something that all the other gifts got to bow to. Everything you unwrap under that tree must bow to favor. Favor is higher than anything. I got a box under my tree. A boy sent me a box. And so, you know, sometimes I peep a little bit. This box is this wide. It's wider than this. Took two men to bring it in. It's under the tree. I got to go back and open it up. But I took a little sneak review in the little box you had. Somebody ain't going to be able to handle it. I better not say that. Oh, Lord. Say it.
Say it.
He had a little box on the top with gifts for the children, too, beside the big box. So I went in the little box because it wasn't wrapped. And looked at my little box on the inside, it was a $10,000 check in there. Oh, you ain't cheering for me. That's
favor.
That was in the little box. Now, don't tell my church I'm about to say something. Man. I see that happening to you. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, what the matter with y'all over here? Y'all don't believe me. That's your problem. You don't believe me. I see. Yes. See, that's favor. God's favor. See, I told you when you don't live by labor, you live by favor. Even though we work, but yet favor is my... All right, sit down. Let me try to give you a few more things. Woo! Woo! Now, she said in the voice, my soul magnified the Lord. Didn't she? Look what she said in the next voice. Look what she said in the next voice. She said, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. Let's take a few moments and rejoice in God our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We rejoice on this Christmas morning and thank you. Come on. Rejoice. Let me give you some quick pointers to take with you from this most powerful.
Yes, sir. Amen. Oh, yes, sir.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory
to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Write this down. You cannot afford to just live by the facts in your life. You cannot, listen to my brother and sister, look at me. You cannot afford to live just by the facts in your life. The facts that are not working right, you can't afford to live by them. You must know, listen to me, you must know that by God's favor in Christ, all unwanted facts are designed to be changed.
Yes,
sir. In Romans 8:14, look at it. Romans 8:14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You see that? Turn to it. I want you to look at it. I know you can quote it. In Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Oh, my. Oh, my. Don't y'all rob me of this. I'm about to tell you something. Don't rob me of this. I'm about to tell you something. Don't rob me. Know this. Put this up there. Know this, that the Holy Spirit is favor pathfinder.
Wow.
Put it up. Put it on the board. You got it back there. Know this, because I want to see this, because it took a lot of digging in heaven to get this.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all, this stuff ain't coming out off surface. This took a lot of prayer and digging and meditating. Know this, that the Holy Spirit is favor pathfinder. You thankful for that?
Yes, sir.
Holy Spirit, say it.
Holy Spirit.
You are
my favor.
Pathfinder. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. You're going through life and can't find your way. And things seem like they're not working out. You can stop and prophetically speak. Holy Spirit. You are my favor. Pathfinder.
Yes, sir.
Come on, cheer God for that. That's powerful, isn't it? Huh? You came to church and found out that the Holy Spirit is your favor. He's a GPS to your favor. You're going to have some favor. You mess around and came to this church this morning, you're going to have some favor. Matter of fact, I'm pronouncing favor on you now. Whether you believe it or not, you're going to have some favor. So Mary favor to you. Christ came to bring us favor. Jesus didn't come here, man. He came to bring us some favor, boy. Come on, let me give you some more points right quick. I'm going to give you more than you can handle. Look back in verse 38 of Luke 1. Look back in verse 38, because I'm about to tell you something that going to help you the rest of your life.
Yes, sir.
What is 10:20? 10:20, yeah. Oh, my.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. I feel my Cheerios this morning. Oh, Lord. Wait a minute. I'm going to show you. Look at verse 38. Luke 1:38. I'm about to say something after I say this. Listen, going to blow your lack away. Blow sickness and disease out of your body. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Let me read that again now. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be unto me according to thy word of favor, which is in Christ. Now watch what he says here. This kind of favor must be birthed and conceived from another realm. That's why she said, I rejoice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My spirit rejoices.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
The virgin birth and the new birth is the same birth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
the baby that was born in Jesus, in Mary, is the same baby. That was born in you. It wasn't another Jesus when you accepted Christ. It wasn't another Jesus that was born in you. It's the same Jesus that was born in Mary. So if the same Jesus that was born in Mary and the angel told Mary she was highly favored, if the same, if the same Jesus was born in me, he's telling me I am. It wasn't about Mary. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
So all the while, the church think that the angel was just talking to Mary. But the angel, on the behalf of God, through the Holy Spirit, was trying to send the church a message that no matter what system, organization tell you something, you must always remember, because you're a part of my body, you are highly favored, and I'll make it happen for you. Listen to what I'm about to say now. Listen to what I'm about to say. Faith without favor is dead. Favor. You don't even know what I'm saying, man. You don't know what I'm saying. You understand? Faith without favor. Turn to Ephesians 2:8. Shoot, let's settle this. You look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's settle this. Turn to Ephesians 2:8. For by grace, you know that's favor, are you saved? But you're not saved yet. Not just reading that part. Through faith. And that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. You're going to find that again in the scripture. Romans chapter 4. Let's see. Romans chapter 4. That's going to be fine again. Just substantiate what the Spirit of God is saying. I'm almost through. I told him I was going to preach a half hour. I lied. Man, I got enough stuff to preach the next Christmas. Ask my secretary. My secretary been typing and said, the Lord told me this, the Lord told me that. First, Romans 4:16. Powerful, man. Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Oh, man. Listen to this. I received your gift. All right, I received your gift. That's a $500 check. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by favor. Listen now. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. All I want to get you to see is that favor and favor run together. Favor and faith. See, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you get that faith, you can activate your favor. Faith cannot work without favor. Favor cannot work without faith. They were designed to work together. See, favor is God part. Faith is your part. Come on, man. Talk to me. Talk to me. Please, somebody over here, talk to me. See, faith and favor bring God and I into a divine partnership. Faith give me what God has, and favor give me what God has. Yeah, I'm trying to get it out. Faith locked me into God's favor. Favor locked me into God's faith. Favor make me have faith like God. Favor make me have the faith of God. I believe anything. I believe God. Every word in this book, I believe it. I see y'all ready to go. All this preaching I'm doing here, y'all look at me. I'm telling you something. This is more one day, the little Christmas tree you got there and the little stuff you're going to unwrap. They ain't going to like it by 3 weeks from now. I'm trying to tell you something to go on. You know, who bought me this? You know what I mean? You know how it is when you get a new car?
Yes, sir.
You all have it. About 2 months later, just a car. Just get on in. But what I'm telling you is permanent. I'll give you one or two more that I close. Hey. Merry Christmas. You are created to experience favor. Woo, say it. I'm created to experience favor. Merry Christmas. You unwrapping stuff. You unwrap gifts. All right. This favor we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Listen to it now because you have to know this because your life going to start doing what I'm about to say. And a lot of people in the world not going to understand you. And they're going to get upset with your lifestyle. When you start living a life of favor, baby, that's the real life. I'm telling you right now. Now listen to this statement. This type of fable we're talking about,
yes, sir,
is shocking to a fake favor world. Wow. The world have fake favor.
Yes, sir.
Jesus brought us real favor. How can I fail when I have permanent favor?
Right.
Write that down. How can I fail when God have designed me to live in permanent favor?
Wow.
So don't let the fake favor of this world turn you down.
Hallelujah.
Overrule it.
Right.
When you go to it for something, recognize that the earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell in it, walk in that type of understanding. Walk in that type of faith that this world cannot make me a failure because my rock have already passed the test and he lives on the inside of me, man. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. This favor is shocking to a fake favored world. I see them every day. That's fake favor. That's why the Bible talk about success. The Bible talk about good success. Jesus Christ. So let's look at this from another angle. In John 3:6, I think it is. John 3:6. All of God's favor must be spiritually birthed.
Yes. Yes.
Look at John 3:6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
Yes.
That which is born of the spirit, what?
Spirit.
Is spirit. See, all of God's favor. Oh, I wish I had time. All of God's favor must be spiritually birthed. want you to know the fact in Luke 1:35. Note this fact. Notice the angel brought the announcement.
Right, yeah. Right. Yes, sir. Right.
But the Holy Ghost,
yes, sir,
brought forth the manifestation. So the angel gonna bring you the announcement. Be aware. But the Holy Ghost gonna bring forth the manifestation. Just like Jesus was born on this day, every promise of the Bible can be birthed in your life every day. Jesus was a promise from the Father, and the Father came through. Every other promise is the same way. Yeah, hey, just tell me. So you're preaching, Pastor. Tell me.
You're preaching.
Thank you. I'm trying to get something over here.
Yes, sir.
I don't just dance under this tree, boy. Yes, listen. Oh, can I say this, Lord? Now I'm saying this. I know better, but I'm gonna say it. But Jesus is your Christmas tree. I want you to understand that. I want you to understand. I want you to understand. You need a heaven Christmas tree. You need a tree that lights never go out. You need a tree that is not seasonal. You need a tree that is a season all around. You need to be open gift all this year. Not just on this day. My God in heaven. Ooh, Jesus. Look at verse 34 quickly in our text, Luke 1. Give me verse 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how should it be, seeing I know not a man? Now see, that is so powerful, because she was talking about a man in conception, but yet I'm talking about man in all your manifestation conception.
Right.
Some man, you think you got to have some man. Listen. Favor cannot be received by how should it be? Give me one more minute. Favor cannot be received by how shall it be? So all them how shall it be's you had, I crucify them this morning. Never to resurrect in your life again. And then let me close with verse 38. Favor is received by being unto me according to thy word. How favor is received? All right, that's enough. Raise your hand.